The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A story here from Channel 5. One woman has been charged after more than $16,000 in sunglasses were stolen from a Zona Rosa business over the summer. Records filed with the Platte County, Missouri Circuit, never do it in Platte County,
$16,000?
Mm-hmm, have revealed that Dinesha Redmond, age 33, of Kansas City, has been charged in connection with the theft of thousands of dollars of sunglasses from a metro area business. It was Sunglass Hut.
Yeah, why are they not naming it? There's only one sunglass store in Zona Rosa. It's not going to be hard to figure out.
It was Sunglass Hut. Surveillance footage revealed that Redmond took, allegedly, nearly $8,000 in glasses that were never paid for. As the investigation continued, law enforcement officials said Redmond hit the same store in August, this time for another $8,000 in sunglasses. During this attempt, she was identified by her tattoos. Investigators
gotta cover those tattoos, Dinesha.
Investigators say they were able to contact Redmond over the phone. During that conversation, she admitted she had stolen the glasses. However, when she did not show up for a scheduled interview with police, they found that she had lied about her place of employment as well. She is accused of stealing $16,282 in sunglasses.
Which, if you get the right ones, it's like four pairs.
I don't know, wow. Sam. Would those be kept out? I don't spend a lot of money on sunglasses. I've done it once or twice for like golf glasses, and those end up under a mower or lost, and so I just don't do it anymore. I would never.
Something tells me it was a large number of $400 to $500 sunglasses. That's just pure speculation.
But are those still left out where you can just grab them?
They would be on like a special display case. I'm sure now, after they've realized how much they lost, that hopefully they're going to be behind a locked door.
Why would they not be in the first place? I mean, this is not the first time we've talked about Sunglass Hut at Zona Rosa getting hit.
I think this is the same case, though.
I don't think this is a new case.
That's correct. Okay. I believe the last time we talked about it, it was just the arrest. And the reason they leave them out is because you're not going to go into a sunglass store and wait for 15 minutes for somebody to be able to come over and help you for you to try on a pair of sunglasses that you may or may not buy.
If you're if you're charging $350 per pair, you can afford to have plenty of employees there to help.
That's true.
Listen to this. On July 5th, law enforcement officers from Kansas City were called to Zona with reports of a theft, and surveillance footage revealed she took nearly $8,000 in glasses on that trip that were never paid for. There's $8,000 there. As the investigation continued, law enforcement officials said Redmond hit the same store in August, this time for more than $8,000. It was that second attempt she was identified by her tattoos. So she split it up into two trips, they're saying.
And with the smash and grab stuff that's been going on, she probably went in with a large tote bag and just started grabbing every pair of sunglasses she could find. If the average pair is $300, say you've got some $200, some $500, the average pair is $300, you're going to get to that $8,000 very quickly.
Who would pay $500 for a pair of sunglasses?
You would be surprised, Scott.
I know.
A warrant, this bears repeating, has been issued for her arrest. This is from Channel 5. It does not appear she is behind bars.
She's not.
She has a bond of $7,500.
She didn't show up for a court hearing. That's why they've issued the arrest warrant.
Okay, but...
but wasn't there three other women involved?
A warrant has been issued for her arrest, which holds a $7,500 bond. If she has skipped out and not shown up, why would she get a $7,500 bond?
That I don't know, Dan. That I don't know. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Kamala Harris will be giving her concession speech at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Some of you on the text line are understandably upset that we're not talking about politics. We do not do politics on this show. We did not do a post-election conversation when Biden won in 2020. Sam, you're my witness.
I am.
Is that correct?
It is. I was eating a carrot.
So I beg your pardon. We are not going to do it today. It only pisses people off. You already know who won. You know how you feel.
And there are no fewer than 1 million different websites that you can go find if you want someone to break down the math of what happened last night.
Oh, every single news outlet out there has got
one. Doing it here. Now, I will say this on Facebook. A buddy of mine, with whom I don't necessarily agree on everything, did post a map. And he said, with all of the maps flying around today, I thought I would show you the map of where it is legal to own a kangaroo.
I saw that.
Made me laugh. And by the way, in 3 states, it is legal without a permit.
That is correct.
Also from the text line, what we can all agree on is we're not going to be bombarded with phone calls and text messages anymore. Praise Jesus.
Praise God. And what is the time limit on when these signs have to come down? Is it a week?
I don't know. I look at it like the holidays. If the tree goes up on the 24th, I want it down by the 26th.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.